A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan, Daf Dalid Amud Beis, 4B, pagination 8, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 11 lines. At the end of a line, Umesaknin es hamakul kolos b'moed. The Mishnah described a case of a broken irrigation ditch. A typical irrigation ditch had to be 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. That's 6 tfachim in height and 6 tfachim in width. And it was necessary to restore the water flow of this 6 by 6 tfachim irrigation ditch, even though it got stopped up. And in order to restore it, we were allowing you to do that necessary work, presumably with a shovel, to pull out the sediment, even on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Mai Mekol Kolos, what is the definition of a ruined irrigation ditch? It just got ruined, it's bombed out. What happened? Omar Rabbi Abba says, Shem Hoysa Amuka Tefach, it is currently deep. One tefach, the water is seeping through, but it doesn't have momentum. Ma'amida al shisha tefachim, you can establish it on the full six tefachim that it's supposed to have and that it originally had, and you're restoring it to its status. The Gemara now entertains three different variations on the Mishnah's case, to try to challenge the case and eke out of it the absolute ruling regarding this irrigation ditch. Pshita, it is clear to me, the Gemara says, Chatzi tefach al shlosha tfachim, if you have an irrigation ditch that is currently half a tefach and you want to bring it to three tefachim, which is the way it was originally. So even though the ratio of your labor is six times its current status, which is what you permitted in the Mishnah, a ratio of 1 to 6. In the Mishnah, there was one tefach left, and you wanted to reestablish it at 6 tefachim, so you were allowed to do the work. So over here, it has half a tefach left, and you want to bring it to the way it was, which was 3 tefachim. It's a ratio of 1 to 6. But you're for sure not allowed to do it, the Gemara says. I know that. Kevan de lo over maya lo klumhu. Since it was not originally a good irrigation ditch, and after you've done your work of 3 tefachim, it's not going to be a good irrigation ditch. So it's meaningless. So we're not going to allow you to do that on Chol HaMoed. Why exactly it needs 6 by 6? Perhaps part of it is the momentum of the water that keeps it clean in and of itself under normal conditions, reasonably clean. There's a momentum, there's a flow. If you don't have 6 tefachim, so we don't even deal with that case on Chol HaMoed. Similarly, tefachayim al shnei masar, the other extreme variation, if you have 2 tefachim that remain and the original irrigation ditch was 12 tefachim deep, so even though again it's a ratio of 1 to 6, 2 tefachim to be created to 12 tefachim, tikatorach tircha yisera, because you're exerting yourself unnecessarily. Lo, you're also not allowed to do that. What's the unnecessary tircha? So it's twofold. Number one, very simply, an irrigation ditch, according to the standards, only required 6, and you're making it all the way till 12. Also, not all digging of tefachim is equal. When you're digging deeper, every tefach is an extra exertion because you have to remove that soil by lifting it above the edge of the irrigation ditch to remove it. And therefore, tefachim 2 to 6 are a certain type of exertion. But when you start moving beyond that, Tefachim 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those are deeper. That's Torah Tircha Yaseira. That's extra exertion, and that's not acceptable on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara says, hands down, I understand that. However, my question is as follows. Tefachayim al Shiva Mahu. If you have two Tefachim that remain of a 7 Tefach ditch, what's the din? Mahu. Until now, forgetting about ratio of comparisons, because I figured all that out. But you're digging 5 tefachim deep, just like you dug 5 tefachim deep in the original case. The original case was you had 1 tefach remaining, you wanted to bring it till 6, so you were digging 5 tefachim. Here also, you have 2 remaining, and you want to bring it till 7, which is the way it was originally. Am I allowed to do it? I'm digging 5 deep. And over here I'm digging 5 deep. Both cases compare well. Odilma, or maybe, kevan di ika tefach yesera, ika tircha tve. Or maybe, because there's an extra tefach, there's too much tircha, too much exertion. Now, it's not an extra tefach over and above what you were allowing, because that was the Gemara's answer, 5 tefachim, 5 tefachim. But it's tefach yesera ika tircha tfei, because it's deeper. The tefach of going from 5 to 6 is not the same tircha as going from 6 to 7, as we explained, because you have to lift that dirt above the edge of the ditch, which is now a little bit deeper. And the Gemara responds, teku. It's a good question. What do you do if you have a good question? So the Mechaber in Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin Hilchos Chol HaMoed Sif Vov writes as follows. Amas Hamayim, you have an irrigation ditch. Sheniskalkala, and it got ruined, stuffed up. Misaknin Osa, you're allowed to fix it. For example, Hoysa amuka tefach, there was 1 tefach remaining. Chofer bo'ad shisha, you can dig it until 6 tefachim deep. Listen closely. Hoysa amuka tefachayim, it was deep by 2 tefachim. Ma'amika ad shiva, you can bring it until 7. That was the case of our Gemara, that after the Gemara says ratio, I agree, doesn't work, but digging 5 maybe should work. Teku, we don't know the answer. The question shall stand, the Gemara concluded. Comes along the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and says, that's okay. Mishneh Berurah in Chaf Hei says, Shezehu gam ken hosafa b'chafira chamisha tefachim, because what you're adding is 5 tefachim. So we see the reasoning of the Gemara playing itself out in Halacha. And the Mishneh Berurah continues, V'maisa amuka shlosha, but let's say you had 3 deep that remained of an 8 tefach ditch. Efshar, it could be, the osur lachbar ad shmona, that you're not allowed to just add 5 more. The tircha yaseirahi, because that's extra exertion, it's Chol HaMoed. Lahashlech ha'ofer lachutz me'omek ha'ama, to pull out the dirt from that extra depth, it's too much. There's a cutoff over here, and you're not allowed to do that. V'nachon lahachmir bozeh, and a person should be machmir. D'may sheheikel ha'shulchan aruch ad shiva, because even this, that the Shulchan Aruch went and was matir until 7 tefachim, to add 5 to a 2 tefach ditch, gamkein, that also was going a little bit on a limb, an extension of halacha. He was taking a teiku of the Gemara and allowing it. But to go further than that, you shouldn't go further than that to allow. What exactly are the guidelines for a teiku? Teiku literally means let it stand. The question is a good question, and the Gemara didn't want to rule on it. Some say that teiku stands for Tishbe Yitaretz Kushios Ve'ubayos. It'll wait for Eliyahu Hanavi, called Tishbe, his nickname. It'll wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to resolve this question. We don't have an answer. It's a good question. So what do you do normally in a good question? So one approach is, if it's a suffik derabbanon, if it's a doubt in a rabbinic thing, and it's a legitimate doubt after all the research, then you're allowed to permit it. Whereas if it's a suffik deoraisa, if it's a question in a biblical thing, it would be lahachmir, to be strict. What's the case over here? The way the Mechaber is ruling, it would seem that what the Mechaber did over here is, the Gemara understood that certain cases of ratio, cannot be allowed. What the Mechaber was willing to do was, in the very case that the Gemara said, oh, this is a good question, he was saying, oh, if it's a good question and the Gemara doesn't want to rule on it, then perhaps the approach here is, on some level, it's a suffik derabbanan lekula type of thing, that maybe if the Gemara rules on a ruling of chol hamoed with a question, you're allowed to be lenient. But you could only take that leniency as far as the Gemara still felt it's a legitimate question. And the biggest question the Gemara was able to come up with and still tell you teku was an irrigation ditch of 7, of which 2 still remain. The Gemara couldn't go out on a limb further than that, and therefore the Mechaber says, I'm willing to accept until 7, because that's where the Gemara says, good question. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and you shouldn't take it any further, because they are ruling on this teiku with precision, with accepting the Gemara's question, by accepting the Gemara's question as a good question, but anything more than that is not acceptable. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.